Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and all major podcast providers. So if you can't catch the show live, you can download it or simply use our free podcast player, which is available on our website at www.theorganicview.com. If you'd like to connect with us, please post a question on our wall on Facebook or send me a tweet at June Stoyer on Twitter. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@theorganicview.com. Today's show is sponsored by Austria's Finest Naturally Authentic Pumpkin Seeds and Pumpkin Seed Oil from the Steiermark, available at organicuniverse.com. Listeners of The Organic View can receive $1 off their purchase by using the coupon code ORGVIEW. That's ORGVIEW.
For other promotional offers, please visit theorganicview.com's website.
For the last several years, industry has been attacking world-renowned scientists and have shifted their attention to beekeepers. This has caused a public outrage amongst beekeepers and bee advocates throughout social media. This begs the question, is industry scared? In this special series called The Neonicotinoid View, my special guest co-host, Colorado beekeeper Tom Theobald, and I will talk about some of the latest attacks on beekeepers. But first, I'd like to welcome to the show, Tom Theobald. Hello, Tom.
Hello, June, from sunny Colorado. We have a honey flow on here from a plant called Birdsfoot Trefoil, and we should have some interesting honey in the fall.
Thank you for your weather report from Colorado. And actually on the line today is Maryland beekeeper and bee advocate Bill Castro. Hi, Bill, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, June. Hi, Tom. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Lately, there have been a string of articles and rants and what have you all throughout social media, which have clearly been geared towards the beekeeping community. Or what are your thoughts on this?
Well, this is a very interesting evolution of the subject. As you mentioned in the introduction, the chemical companies have been berating the scientists, and at the same time, they've been calling for sound science. Well, what has been revealed is a lot of that sound science was not as sound as we would think because it's been industry funded. But in addition to that, there have been hundreds of independent studies that have implicated these neonicotinoids in the decline of not only bees, but many other things. So now that they have run out the sound science card, they're saying to themselves, well, let's see if we can shoot ourselves in the other foot. And we're seeing a rash of propaganda pieces that are poorly thought out, distortions of fact, outright lies, and what they count on is the ignorance of the public not to know that they're being conned. If you know anything at all about the subject, though, these articles are an embarrassment, but they're funded by industry, and they are what they are.
Bill, what are you seeing on social media? What are some of the comments that you're seeing?
I see that people are, other beekeepers are outraged by these kind of attacks on beekeepers and the way that beekeepers are now almost single-handedly being blamed for their own losses. It's just kind of shocking to me. Here in the state of Maryland, we lost over 60% of our managed honeybees last year, which, it was just absolutely not sustainable whatsoever. I just don't know how much longer, honeybees can last this this torrent that's being thrown at them.
I just want to point out one particular article that was posted, which shows a picture of a couple of beehives, and the statement at the top of the image says, "This is where beekeepers work. Beekeepers are not scientists and are not researchers and have absolutely no credibility and definitely no competence in matters concerning pest control products." What are your thoughts on that, Tom?
Well, this same article just makes some bald-faced lies that pesticides do not harm bees. Neonicotinoids in particular do not harm bees. There's no standard of truth here. They just say whatever they want to say. And they're blaming the victims. I think it's a desperate attempt on the part of the chemical industry to confuse the issue and to still the controversy that has developed. People are beginning to recognize how massive their misdeeds have been.
Bill, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I find it outrageous that these types of things pop up on the social media. It's like what Tom says. It's blaming the victim for these problems. But, you know, for anybody to say that, you know, beekeepers aren't scientists, I would actually have to say that that's would be incorrect. You know, beekeepers are people who are constantly thinking. We're making adjustments. We're observing. Any good scientist is a keen observer. Well, beekeepers are very keen observers. We're continuously observing what's going on in our ecosystem around us. We're constantly observing what's going on with our bees. We're constantly striving to do things better, to make things better for our bees. But to say that beekeepers don't have any knowledge of pesticides, it basically almost leaves me speechless to the low degree in which organizations would want to come out and say those types of things. It's just outrageous. And again, just to emphasize what Tom says, they're just bold-faced lies. Who knows where they're coming from anymore? But it can only be coming from one place, and that's got to be the pesticide industry.
Well, I would make the counter charge that these writers are not journalists. They adhere to no standards of truth, and they just say whatever they want. They've been captured by the chemical industry for whatever reason, and they're an embarrassment.
I would definitely agree with you there. To make the blind assertion that beekeepers aren't, have no knowledge or any sort of interpretation as to the dangers and the uses of the pesticides is just shows that these people themselves have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to beekeepers. So, their point of view would be just plain outright invalid in my point of view.
I just want to read a couple of the comments. One is from the Colorado State Beekeepers Association, and it reads, "This is an attack ad on beekeepers. As such, the opposite is true, as all science is based upon observation. One doesn't ignore their hives ever." And I think that was a pretty powerful statement.
Well, beekeepers are keen observers of not only the environment, but their bees, and we work with them every day. Just, I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that we're having a honey flow, and that's one of the reflections of a healthy environment in a colony of bees. And we see those things every day, and we notice even the most minute changes. And to suggest that beekeepers aren't competent to evaluate the situation is just an ignorant comment.
Another comment comes from Thomas Allport, and he wrote, "Obviously the kitchen is getting hot for major pesticide companies. What a pathetic attack." I mean, the number of comments with messages just like this is tremendous. And clearly people are recognizing the fact that this is propaganda and the beekeepers are truly under attack. And they're the ones who do need the protection, as you pointed out, Tom.
I would encourage the listeners, if they see articles like this, to do a wider range of reading so that they understand a little better what the picture is. These authors are saying that the neonicotinoids do not harm bees. Well, the Worldwide Task Force on Assessment of the Neonicotinoids, 29 scientists, reviewed over 800 peer-reviewed studies, many of them from industry, and concluded that without a doubt, the neonicotinoids are the driving force behind the loss not only of honeybees, but many other pollinators and many other life forms at the lower end of the food chain. So what do you do with people like this? I don't know. You have to understand the subject well enough to know when you're being duped. And these people are trying to dupe the public because the chemical industry is afraid that these issues are gaining traction with the public.
Which brings me to my next comment that was made by Susan Provan. She wrote, "Clearly the industry is scared. I would trust a beekeeper and my own common sense before listening to any scientist who has been both bought with money and has a political agenda. Us common folk are not as stupid as you would have people believe." I think that says it, that basically supports everything that you just said, Tom.
Yes, yes. And I think more people are paying closer attention and the truth is beginning to come out. And that's why articles like this are not only embarrassing, but they're a desperate attempt to dissuade people and confuse the issue. And desperation, I think, is the key word here.
Another comment comes from Melinda Blood Zakirsch, and she wrote, "Wow, that is insulting because I am a researcher and a beekeeper." And there were a lot of comments like that from people who do research and are also beekeepers, and they were really deeply offended.
As well, they should be.
No, definitely. All beekeepers should be offended by this.
Another comment from Therese Ramirez is, "Oh, yes, we do have the credibility and competence. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to open the lid of a hive and see the effects of the, quote, science being applied to see them so weak after a spray that they land near the hive but are too intoxicated to fly back in."
Well, this is a place where this is why beekeepers actually, you know, we need the support of the general public, you know, to recognize that these fallacies that are being printed in social media. But secondly, we also need to start eliminating all these chemicals. But this is the one thing that beekeepers cannot control is what everybody else is using. And until people stop using this stuff, we'll actually never get to the bottom of you know, why it is that some of our honeybees, like the 60% of honeybees here in Maryland, can't make it from year to year to year. This has gone from, you know, from bad to worse in a big way. And you know, truly, this is just not sustainable. We just can't split our hives every year this so often to recoup all these losses that we're having.
Beekeepers did everything that beekeepers should do, we're sending those bees, potentially healthy colonies, we're sending those bees out into an environment that is so hostile to life that they have little chance of surviving. And it doesn't matter how well we discharge our responsibilities, the environment has been massively poisoned.
Another comment comes from B. Swell, and the comment is, "Be aware, there is a tremendous, parentheses, and tremendously well-funded industry pushback as more research confirms the hazards of neonicotinoids to our pollinators and environment. Yes, the pesticide producers stand to lose billions, but we stand to lose our food supply, bees, butterflies, birds, flowers. Indeed, our entire ecological web is at stake."
Indeed it is. There's no doubt about it. Without the bees, why, it's going to be a whole mess trying to hand pollinate all the fruits and vegetables that we love to eat.
Another comment from William von Rensel is, "In our 21st century, who has the power over what mass media carries as, quote-unquote, news? Follow the money. Also, to quote the Nazi Joseph Goebbels, propaganda has only one object, to conquer the masses. Every means that furthers that aim is good. Every means that hinders it is bad. You can make a man believe anything if you tell it to him in the right way. Nothing is easier than leading the people on a leash. I just hold up a dazzling campaign poster and they jump through it." End quote.
Yeah, that's pretty scary because that's what's going on here.
I also want to repeat a comment that was made by Vanishing of the Bees, and it says, "Look at this horrible, whatever happened to empirical data? Neonics must be banned. Do not believe the hype."
Well, neonicotinoids are the plutonium of pesticides. There is no safe use, and they never should have been approved in the first place. And the horror story that has unfolded has driven anyone involved in it into hiding. The EPA, the USDA, none of them want to touch the third rail of agriculture, which is these systemic pesticides. They want to ignore it, hope that it will go away, try to placate the beekeepers, but what they've done is they, as I said just a minute ago, they have massively poisoned the environment beyond comprehension. And I've used the comparison with DDT. At its highest usage, DDT was 80 million pounds. That was in 1959. And I've said this repeatedly, but I'm going to say it again. 80 million pounds in 1959. These neonicotinoids are 5,000 to 10,000 times more toxic than DDT. And it appears, based on the evidence, that the environment has been exposed annually to the toxic equivalent of 400 billion pounds of DDT. 80 million pounds, 400 billion pounds. It's a wonder that there's anything alive at the lower end of the food chain, and if these people persist, there won't be.
Another comment comes from Rob O'Cady, and he wrote, "That site is not written very well. It seems as though it was written by someone who did not have English as a first language. To say that beekeepers are not scientists is rather ridiculous. Not all scientists work in labs with white coats. True, chemical scientists do, but in many cases, especially with biology, the lab work is done in the field, and only the post-mortem is done in a traditional lab. If you go to a research facility that works with bees, it will look just like the picture, though they may paint all their hives white and line them up in a field. Here's the bear study. If you read through it, you could see that they did exactly the same thing we do, though they fed the massive amounts of syrup and pollen patties and replaced the queens until they got solid layers. I didn't see numbers of hives, but I didn't read the whole study. It's rather offensive to say we're not scientists. I, for one, have spent 15 years watching behavior, laying patterns, flight patterns, and evaluating my bees and their behavior based on weather, humidity, temperature. I could spend some time evaluating the study from a scientific aspect. One issue is that it looks like they collected live bees, not the dead ones the undertaker bees carried out. They didn't mark the bees and measure the lifespan or returning populations versus control. For example, with a ready source of nectar in the hive and pollen patties, you don't have to worry as much about returning workers as the food source is right there. If a meeting corporate affects orientation, they're going to have fewer returning bees. I didn't see a count of that. They're counting straight mortality. So as a quote-unquote non-scientist, I still have serious concerns about how the study was done. And this was an article that was posted in Plus One. It's journals.plus.org, and is a website, and it's called The Assessment of Chronic Sublethal Effects of Imidacloprid. So if you'd like to check that out, you can read the full article on Plus One. Jeffrey Kennedy made a very interesting comment. He said, evil propaganda to keep poisons in our environment. And right after his comment, Alice Brown Ebhard wrote, the chemical giants have gone so far as hosting phony bee care tours and phony bee health conferences, and Bayer has even published a children's book called Toby and the Bees, where Toby is told not to worry about the sick bees because there's a medicine to make them better. A mite-killing insecticide manufactured by Bayer. Please, folks, join National Resources Defense Council and support them in fighting this insanity as well as other crucial environmental issues.
We need many more people speaking out as we have. We have to have more than June and Tom and Bill and a few others. People have to begin paying attention to what's going on here because their interests are at stake as well, not just the beekeepers. And I think people are. You've read some of the comments, and as one of the commenters said, people are not stupid, and they're beginning to understand how seriously they've been duped.
I appreciate always being here with you and participating in your phone calls and being on June's show. I love every minute of it. I appreciate your guys' work, and like I said, it's a pleasure always talking with you. And
Tom, what are some of the other pieces that you've read?
Well, there have been three articles just within the past couple of weeks that are very demeaning and full of errors and blame the victims. And I think it's an indication of the concern on the part of industry that people are beginning to catch on. And the interesting thing is, if you look at these articles, what you'll find is that there's a lot of the same terminology used, a lot of the same phrasing. In some cases, even the same passages are repeated from one article to the next, which makes you think that maybe they're all working from the same notebook. And I think it's clear that they are. So I would encourage people to read them if they want, and then compare them to articles that are a little better researched and written, and draw their own conclusions.
I couldn't agree more. And actually, if you go to theorganicview.com, up at the top, there is a link on the left-hand side that has the tag neonicotinoids, which lists numerous interviews, articles, and all sorts of resources. So, folks, if you'd like to learn more, I highly recommend that you take some time and actually read through the articles and listen to the interviews. These are interviews that were conducted with world-renowned scientists who conducted independently peer-reviewed and published research. So when you're listening to a scientist that is not owned by industry, it has a very clear, definitive message.
Another option would be the Boulder County Beekeepers website, Tom's Corner, which is in the toolbar at the top. And what we've tried to do is we've tried to post pertinent articles on this subject, and readers can scroll back through this as far as they care to and begin to form their own opinions. That's the Boulder County Beekeepers Association, toolbar at the top, Tom's Corner.
And there is also a link on theorganicview.com under that section that I just mentioned with neonicotinoids.
I'd just like to say that we can't confront these weak articles with facts, because facts are irrelevant to these writers. They'll just make up more lies. They'll say whatever they want to try to convince people of what they're trying to convince them of. This is really an embarrassing. The journalists in the world should be on these people.
They should, but there are some journalists who have done a tremendous job. I want to mention Miriam Hinane from Honey Colony, who has done a lot of work trying to get the right information out there. So I would like to acknowledge her. She has done a lot. And look at the organizations that are out there. Look at the Center for Food Safety, Friends of the Earth, Beyond Pesticides, Pesticide Action Network. There's so many wonderful people that are really doing everything that they can.
The Natural Resources Defense Council has been involved in these issues for several years now, and they've been very helpful, and they've been on top of it.
Yeah, they've been tremendous.
The NGOs have been very helpful here.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are putting out the right information, but, you know, once again, education is really what's key here. Tom, thank you so much for joining me today. And folks, tune in each week as Tom and I continue to explore the impact of the world of neonicotinoids. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Thank you, June.
Thank you, Tom.